Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The one conversation that we wanted to follow up on is what on earth is going on at the Charlotte Mateke Hospital. Jack Bloom, member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing today?
Yeah, no, fine yourself. Good to be with you.
It is nice to have you. So what is the situation? I mean, we were told, what was it, a few months, and then everything is going to be back to normal. It appears as though it's not.
Well, look, it's the accident emergency section, you know, what's known as casualty, which is normally extremely busy. I asked this question the legislature last year, and I said, no, it's going to be open in January. January came, it was still closed. Then I was told March, then it was going to be April, and now just silence. And I have to tell you, if you're a doctor or a patient, Helen Joseph Hospital, for instance, they deluged with patients who should be going to Charlotte Care. And, you know, the casualty there is a disaster. People are in the corridors, they're sleeping overnight there. It takes days before they get admitted. So I think it just illustrates once more the deep incompetence, the failed promises, and the suffering of people, you know, have to go to other hospitals that can't cope with it. So I'm really very distressed, I think, that this casualty hasn't opened when promised.
Who's answerable? Where does the buck stop?
Well, it should really be the CEO of the hospital, but she doesn't have control over maintenance. That's done by a separate department. That's part of the problem. It's done by the Gauteng Department of Infrastructure Development, which, quite frankly, hopelessly incompetent and corrupt.
Well, just the
and
name, you can hear it. The Gauteng Department. The minute you hear something like that, you know nothing's ever going to get done unless you fill a form in triplicate and they're going to lose one copy.
Well, yes. Well, in fact, the entire provincial government is not able to repair hospital. You know, the fire took place just over a year ago. So they handed over to the National Health Department, which is not renowned for efficiency either. So, in fact, it's the National Health Department that's been making the promises that it's going to be reopened. Well, it turns out they said the reason it's delayed is because of theft and vandalism. Copper pipes were stolen. The CT scan doesn't work because the CPU was stolen. You know, all sorts of excuses. The reality, actually, is that they spent 40 million rand at hospital. I think that's gross overspending, but what magic money are we for it? You know, we keep hearing of more thefts and 40 million rand on security. They can't prevent theft. That allegedly, I say this, is what's preventing the accident emergency department from reopening. So I think it's a catalog of disasters. And I hear now that the Gauteng Health Department is going to tell us on Friday what the latest situation is, but other doctors, nurses, patients, I get contacted quite regularly about the situation at other hospitals because the casualty at Charlotte was extremely busy. And you can imagine, we're a violent society, unfortunately. And of course, with the COVID epidemic seeming to come back on us, it seems we're approaching a new wave. It doesn't help at all. You know, you're a casualty patient that Helen Joe's rambling with other people, you know, it doesn't help that you might pick up it as well.
It's absolutely astounding. And then when you think about the conversation even around NHI, when we can't even get an existing hospital fixed in order to open casualty again, it's mortifying.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, they continue to press for NHI. I mean, it's just it's the fantasy on it'll be disastrous.
Well, I'm not sure a fantasy or a horror movie, actually.
No, it's a nightmare for the rest of us because look, I really think we have to fix up the public health system. There is one public health system in the country, the Western, which does manage to get it right. You know, every year the auditor general in the health department, regularity, spending, you know, even a matter of budget. The Gauteng 50 million rand a year, the budget of the entire city of Cape Town, there's provinces that have a smaller budget. But, I mean, it's just completely wasted in many instances. There's a hospital in the far west rand that they spent half a billion rand renovating, and it's actually, you know, it's a ghost hospital. I mean, there's half a billion rand you could have spent in Charlton Parker Hospital and Helen Joseph Hospital. And there's these terrible staff shortages. And you think the priority with our health crisis, with COVID epidemic, is to make sure that all vacancies are filled, and yet they aren't. And should it be a top priority to reopen the Charlton Clare Care Hospital as soon as possible? It's not just the casualty that remains closed. The heart unit, cancer unit, are working at reduced capacity. And the psychiatric ward at Charlton Clare Care is also closed. Now, that's very terrible. That is that St. Joseph is getting a huge number of psychiatric patients, and they're a danger to themselves and to others. It's been assaults of staff, and they don't have to handle it. So I really think it just points to a massive government failure. And as you say, now they want to tell us they're going to NHR. We've got them into a simple fix a hospital that's burned by fire.
Absolutely frightening. Unfortunately, that's where we leave it. Carol Z says, I can't bear the excuses, and let the ANC voters suffer. Well, I don't think we want anyone to suffer, but we do need to make the change. Jack Blue, member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislator for the Democratic Alliance, talking to us about the mess at Charlotte Macleke Hospital.